Translation: even though one may be very learned and wise, he is mad if he does not understand that the endeavor for sense gratification is a useless waste of time. Being forgetful of his own interest, he tries to be happy in the material world, centering his interests around his home, which is based on sexual intercourse, and which brings him all kinds of material miseries. In this way, one is no better than a foolish animal.
Jada napasati ajatha guneha sarthi pramatya sahasa upaschit vatasmiti bindati tatto tapan asadya maithunna magaramagya. So, one has to be vipasthit, learned, to understand the interest of life, self-interest. Everyone is working, especially the karmis, the gyanis, the yogis, and mixed devotees, they are working for self-interest. The devotees also, so long there is self, there is self-interest also. So, there is little difference, and that the devotees, they work for super self-interest. There is self, but it is super self-interest. And the karmis, jnanis, yogis, they work for individual self-interest. Self-interest there must be. That is the difference between lust and prem or love. It has been defined in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. What is the difference between lust and love? It appears almost the same, but Krishnadaspa Viraj Goswami has given a definition very clear. Atmendriya tripti vancha tarnam kam. When one is interested for his personal sense gratification, that is called kam or lust. And Krishnendriya tripti vancha dhare prem naam. And when one is interested for satisfying the senses of Krishna, that is prem. And the concrete example is there in the Bhagavad Gita. That in the beginning, Arjuna was thinking of interest of the family. How can I kill my brother, my nephews, my master, teacher, my grandfather, in terms of his family interest? There are, for the materialistic person, there are two varieties of self-interest. One is concentrated interest, and other is expanded interest. Just like a child, if you give him some foodstuff, a cake, he immediately eats himself. And if he's little liberal, then his other friends also he'll give. First of all, first is he wants to eat. And then the other friend, oh, you are eating, give me something. All right, you also take. So this is called extended interest. And the beginning is self-interest. Anna Brahma, I shall. Self-preservation is the first law of nature. So, in our ordinary activities we find the same thing. Suppose a big political leader, in the beginning, he is interested with his family members, but sometimes he takes the national interest for all members of the country or the society, community, and then there is fight between one community to another community, one family to another family, one nation to another nation, because that extended self-interest does not make the thing perfect. That extended self-interest must be up to Vishnu, then it will be perfect. But that they do not know, because they have no idea that there is Vishnu, the Supreme Lord, or Krishna. Nati vidu sarthagatin hi Vishnu. They do not know. They think that I have extended my self-interest to my country, to my family. I have become a big man. And people also give him honor. This we have practical experience. But that is extended self-interest. That is not actually philanthropy. Philanthropy is when one becomes interested in Krishna's interest. That is real philanthropy. Otherwise it is all calm. There is no question of prema. It is going on as prema, desa bhakti, love for humanity. The whole world is going on. But these are all imperfect things. The so-called philanthropism, altruism, humanitarianism, they're all means imperfect. Nati vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu. That is not self-interest. Self-interest just as this finger pick up some nice cake, rasgulla, but if the fingers think that we have got it, we shall use it, all the fingers together. It will spoil. But if the fingers think that give it to the stomach, then it will be everyone's interest. As soon as the rasgulla goes to the stomach, the energy is distributed not only to these fingers of the right hand, but the left-hand fingers also. This law they do not know. This law they do not know. Therefore it is jadana pashyanti, pashyati ajatha guneha. Everyone is tied, communally, nationally, individually, for his or their interest. So that is not good. Sarthi pramatta. They do not know what is real self-interest. Vedana pasyati ajatha agnihaṁ sārthe. Everyone should be interested. But sārtha, this is sārtha, that if you get a nice foodstuff, if you put to the stomach, then real sārtha, not only the fingers which have picked up the foodstuff, not only his interest, just mean tuṣṭe, jagat tuṣṭe. Yathā taruṇ mula, prāṇopahārāca jathendriyāna. If you put the foodstuff through this one way, not foolish way, that we have to put the foodstuff within the body. So there are 9 holes in the body, this mouth, the eyes, the ears, and the genital, the rectum, the navel. There are 9 holes. If some rascal says that any hole will do, you put the foodstuff through any hole, sometimes it is done when one cannot eat, the foodstuff is forced in the body through the rectum, through the nose. That is very troublesome. But the real process is one process. We put the foodstuff through the mouth. It must go to the stomach, and then the energy will be distributed. Everyone will be happy. Similarly, if we serve Krishna, if we abide by the orders of Krishna and satisfy Him, as He says, sarva dharmān paritajya māme kaṁ saranaṁ bhaja, that is the perfection of life. If we work otherwise, forgetting Krishna, here it is said, gato smriti bindati tatra tapa. If we forget Krishna, if we make our own plan to satisfy myself, community, society, nation, this is forgetfulness. And the result will be gata smriti bindati tatra tapa. You'll get simply trouble. That is being done, actually. The whole world is forgetfulness of Krishna, or God. Krishna, forgetfulness. And they are making so many plans to become happy. But the result is bindati tapa, simply suffering, simply suffering. It will never be successful. The same example, yathā taruṇ mūla niṣecanena trippanti taskanda bhujopaśākhā. The process is that you have to pour water at the root of the tree. Then the tree will luxuriantly grow. But if you do not know the process, if you begin watering leaf to leaf, branch to branch, twig to twig, it will simply waste of time. You can say, I am pouring water on this leaf, on that leaf, on that leaf. It will take, you cannot. There are so many leaves in the tree, it is not possible. Individually you can give. But if you put the water, pour the water on the root, it is very easy and all the leaves and twigs and flowers and fruits, they get nourishment. That is wonderful. Yathā tarun mūla nise chanena trippanti taskanda bhujopasākha pranopahārācha jathendriyāna. And by offering food to the stomach, all the indriyas, senses, they become vigorous or strong. Similarly, sarvāhanam ucchutajya, if you satisfy Krishna, ucchutajya, then the whole society, whole community, whole living beings, everyone will be satisfied. If you simply push on this Krishna consciousness movement, then all different activities of the human society will be very, very nicely performed. And if you do this nationalism, communism, it will never be perfect. So we have got example in our country, many countries, not only our countries, your country also, that President Kennedy, he was killed, many other presidents also. In our country, Gandhi was killed. Because in that way, you cannot satisfy everyone. It is not possible. The so-called socialism, communism, altruism, humanitarianism will never be able to satisfy everyone. That is not possible. Kamadinam kutida na kutida palita dunnidesa tisagamai na karuna jata natrapa nopi shanti. These different types of isms, that is simply satisfying different desires. It is not the program. Dharma sanusita pumsa visakshena kathasuja nutpata edratin jadi samai vahi kevalam. So, that is simply waste of time. The same thing is repeated. Nate vidu sarthagatengi Vishnu durasayaji bahirathamani na. Durasa. People are trying to be happy by so many bahiratha, and external desires. Artha means actual interest. And anartha upasamam saksat bhakti yugam madhukha yugam. Artha means how to satisfy Krishna. This is artha. It is said, arthadam, you can get real interest in this life. Kaumaro achare praga dharman bhagavatanya durlabham manasam manasu dharma jad adurbam api arthadam. This human form of life, all the adurbam, everybody, we cannot continue this body for all the time. It will be ending. Dehantra prakta, another body. So, this is the general rule for all living entities, either dog's body or hog's body or man's body. It will not stay. It will not endure. You have to change. Therefore, it is called adhurvam. But the special advantage of this human form of life, Prahlad Maharaj says, although it is adhurvam, it will not stay, but arthadam. You can have your real interest fulfilled. Kumaro asari praga dharmana bhagavataniha durlabhagaman sangajanma tadapi adhurvam arthadam. This we must understand. That although we have got also a body, and the dog has also a body, the same composition. Khitiyaptejmarudmam, mind, intelligence and ego. There is no difference. The dog has also mind, and I have got mind, you have got mind. The dog has also intelligence, we have got also intelligence. The dog also can eat, you can also eat. The dog can sleep, you can also sleep. So there is no difference so far the bodily constitution. And superficially, if you cut my body, there will be blood. If you cut the body of an animal, there will be blood. In every respect, so far the material body is concerned, it is the same either of the human being or of a small insect. The same construction, physiological, anatomical, everything is the same. But the difference is, in other body there is no arthadam, but in the human body there is arthadam. You can realize your position. You can act accordingly. You can make your life successful. That is the special advantage of this human form of life. Therefore, it is said, jadana pushyati ajatāguneha. We are struggling gune in this material world. Gunamai, maya. Maya is called gunamai. The gune means in the maya. Iha means aspiration. So everyone is trying according to different modes of material nature. Everyone is working satagun, rajagun, tamagun. That is, everything is gune iha. So when one does not become conscious that I am working under the influence of material nature in different status of life, they are all useless. As soon as you see that it is all useless, sahasa vipasti, that is actually enlightenment. As soon as we find, by the guidance of spiritual master, bona fide spiritual master, by the guidance of Krishna personally, as soon as we come to this understanding that we are simply wasting our time, simply wasting our time. In the beginning, when I understood the one song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, maya vase baddho he acho micha kaj loye. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, many times he has said, mayar vase jaccho bhese khaccho havu dubu bhai. Jeev Krishna Das evishyas kolle tar dukkha nai. Very instructive. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs, very instructive, simple line, Narottam Das Thakur's. So, hari hari vi phale janama guvain, manusya janama paiya, radha krishna nabhajiya, janiya suniya viso khayemu. He is regretting, lamenting. My Lord, I got this human form of life. Unfortunately, I have simply wasted. Why? Radha Krishna na bhajya. Manushya janama paiya Radha Krishna na bhajya. It is exactly like drinking poison knowingly. Sometimes we become poisonous unknowingly, sometimes food poison or something poison. But if one takes poison knowingly, that means he is killing himself. He knows it. Similarly, in this human form of life, if we do not come to this understanding, Savasabhipasti, that without Krishna consciousness, I am simply taking poison. Then his life is spoiled. Gatasmiti bindati tatra tapa. He'll simply be put into miserable condition. That is nature's way. Daividhyesagunamayamamamadhi. You cannot escape the stringent laws of material nature. You will go on suffering, suffering. Mrittu sansara vartmani. You will suffer again and again. This body, next body, next body. That is nature's way. But ahankara vimuratma karta aham iti madhura. This rascal, on account of false prestige, false knowledge, false education, he is thinking that I am independent, I can do whatever I like. Ahankara vimuratma karta. We have to give up this. Then vipasti, savacha vipasti. Otherwise, we have to continue the miserable condition of life. Gata smriti, because we have forgotten our real position. What is our position? Our position is, as described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, jivere sarupai nitya krishna da. Our real position is that I am eternal servant of Krishna. So, gata smriti, I have forgotten that. And therefore, bhuliya tomare samsare asya pe nanavida vyatha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song. My Lord, forgetting you, I came in this material world. I am simply suffering pe nanavida vyatha. This the same thing is there in the Vedic literature, the same thing is instructed by the advanced, enlightened, liberated devotees, the same thing. This forgetfulness. We have forgotten what is our position. Temporarily, because I have got this body in India, I am thinking I am Indian, so my interest is Indian. Somebody is thinking my interest is American, my interest is Brahmana, my interest is Shudra, my interest is this, that. We have created so many interests. That has to be rectified. Bahusatmika buddhi ekeha kurudambara. Bahusaka anantascha buddhi abhyavusaya. Be business-like. People say, talk business-like, why you are talking nonsense? So Krishna says, yes, for businessman there is one interest, real businessman. Vyavasadmika buddhi ekeha kurunam. One who is actually interested in business-like way to make some profit, arthadam, then there is only interest is how to become Krishna conscious. Otherwise, he'll manufacture so many interests. Bahusakha anantar, buddhi abhavusayana. One is actually not businessman, he's a rascal, he creates so many branches of different interests. The only one interest is how to satisfy Krishna. This is our only business. But forgetting this business, gata smriti bindati tatra tapan. Whatever business we are doing, we are simply suffering. The tapan asadda, he is actually tasting miserable condition. Then how they are working, this is the conclusion of this verse, how they are being baffled in every state, and how they are working so hard. We see people are working so hard, day and night. They go to business or go to office from morning 5 up to 10 o'clock at night. They work, you will see in big, big cities how they are going by the daily passengers, how they are hanging in the buses and going. Why? Why they are working so hard? It is not very simple thing. Why they are working so hard? The answer is maithunya, sex intercourse, that's all. They have no other happiness except that sex intercourse at night he will enjoy, therefore he is working so hard. Otherwise there is no other happiness. Everything is zero. The only positive happiness, he is thinking like that. Janamaithunadi grihamedi sukham mitucham kanduyane nakarayu ribadukhadukham. That is the only happiness. There is no secrecy. The people are working so hard, simply maithunam agara. It is a prison house, agara. Agara means packed up, shackled with iron chains. And the only happiness is maithunam agara. And this is only abominable, tuccha. Janamaithunadi grihamedi sukham tuccham. So how he has accepted this lowest class of happiness as the aim of life? Agyan, rascal. The conclusion is agyan. So don't become agyan, be intelligent. And Krishna je bhaje seva rachu. Don't be rascal, don't remain rascal. Thank you.